you ever missed someone? I mean, really missed. As if someone were reaching into your chest and squeezing your heart. I have lived with that feeling for 3 years. I'm what's known as a grass widow, a woman whose husband has temporarily left home. Grass widow. I hate that word. Makes it sound like I was a horse. It comes from the German Strohwitwe, straw widow, which means a girl who has been seduced in the open and then abandoned. But you know, it was me who seduced him. And I've not been abandoned at all. I've been robbed. We are Danish, but, well, the Germans don't care about that. They sent my husband to the Western Front, and now I have to take care of the farm, the children, and the workers while he fights the German Emperor's war. Fortunately, my father-in-law helps me. He came with me today to the mass demonstration at Volkerjum. And when I look at him, there are so many features in his face that remind me of Nis. Sometimes that just makes me miss him even more. And at the same time, it's a bit like having him around me. I often think about the day our youngest daughter was born. It was just before he was forced to leave. She was lying in my arms when he entered the room. That big, strong man began to cry when he held her. His eyes were sparkling, so full of life and joyfulness. I have heard of men who have returned home from war and had changed. And not for the better. As if they had become a completely different person. That is probably what I fear the most. That our daughter will never have the opportunity to know the man who held her in his arms. That even if he comes home again, I shall still be a grass widow for the rest of my life. Oh God, how I hate that word. I am not a grass widow. I am Catherine. Wife, mother, daughter, and I am Danish. That is why I am standing here.
And then it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to the Narrative Footsteps. Explore the park, find the footprints, and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood, walk where they walked, and see the past come to life.